Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no. I want Agnes. Three, two.
Radio One.
Thanks for downloading us. It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It is one more day until another person moves into my house.
It's popping off. This podcast is a good one, mainly because we're talking a lot about Scott's personal life at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't really make a big deal of it today.
Yes.
I don't think the countdown clock was necessary.
No, it's good. I like to make a bit of an event of it, you know?
Okay. Also, when they spell out funny words on the show countdown, it's really basic, but it's our favourite. More uni stories from Johannes, our fresher of the week. And who in your relationship did the initial chasing? Chris is convinced it was his now wife. She thinks it was totally him.
Hey, listen, it's not long now till your boyfriend moves in, is it?
Yeah, he's getting a lot of messages after yesterday's show, so thanks for that.
Yeah, but it's exciting. And also, what's exciting for you, I think we should all be buying into. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone listening is intrigued about you, your life, your personality, all of that, right? And this is an important part of it. Boyfriend moving in day.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, I thought we could ramp up the excitement around it a little bit. So I've had some things made. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
23 hours to go.
No, you've not had them made. They're from the Lolathon.
They are from the Lolathon, yes. They refuse to make up bespoke ones, but they'll do for now, won't they? And I'm thinking, like, what are we talking here? Hashtag Scott boyfriend move in day?
No.
Hashtag Scott BF move in day. It's hard to work out the best one. Hashtag BF moving day.
He's going to get loads of messages now, so I'm going to have to warn him, because yesterday he was like, why are you talking about me? Because I'm getting loads of messages from my mates.
Hashtag no more pub after work.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, tricky. I think someone will be able to think of a hashtag which is the best for this situation.
So I got a message earlier, which I did send to you. Let me just see. For a food delivery service.
Yes.
So this is obviously the weekly shop. Share your wallet to verify you live together. You and Sam must agree to share wallets, to share digital content and select benefits. So does this mean he has access to my wallet now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I assume so.
But actual my money?
Well, yeah, I suppose it's whatever you both put into the wallet. But what's lovely about this is you're setting up the shopping account already.
Yeah. Right?
You're going to be one of those couples. You're going to be so organised, aren't you?
There's a whole list that he sent me. Butter, milk, chicken, ham, bread. I mean, I won't bore you with the rest, but it's definitely, it's getting really real.
Oh,
it's
mate,
happening.
It's real. I texted that to you this morning, didn't I?
Yeah, it's getting
real. One day to go. It's getting real now.
Household joined. You and Sam are now sharing benefits.
Yes.
Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And the hashtags are flying in.
Mate, there's so many. I like hashtag moving into Scots. That's from Aladdin Swansea. I quite like that one. It's got me thinking of the next level up from this, though. Let's say this whole moving in thing goes well.
It will go well.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously it will go well, but perhaps maybe an ITVB reality show.
Oh, like...
The kind of show that you would voice,
yeah,
normally, do the voiceover for.
Like
but,
Olivia,
but on your own.
Olivia and Alex.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What would the theme tune be?
I don't know.
Just thinking about it now, could it be something like this?
What is this?
Is you say daddy's home.
There it is. No. Daddy's home. ITVB.
This is horrible.
What else? Suggestions, please.
Hashtag game over, someone says.
Any of these could be the name of the show as well.
Hashtag big move.
It'd be great. We could just have cameras following everything, you know? I think there'd be business in it.
Yeah, right. And then I can get Hello Magazine on. Hashtag Echo Falls Uncovered.
I love this. Look, we can make the reality show together. Let's get the hashtag, let's get the name of it, and let's get a theme tune.
Right.
Let's do it by Newsbeat.
Yeah, I'm completely ready to sell my entire soul.
Scott Mills.
This is really making me laugh.
Yeah, this is great. Your reality show. Jay Haz on Twitter says, surely got to be booed up. Booed up. With Scott Mills.
On TLC.
I think that's the name of a song, to be fair.
It is. It's LMA, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Knowledge.
Do you know, if I do a reality show about him moving in, do you know who you are?
Who?
You're Jonathan Chabam.
I am. I'm Jonathan Chabam.
You are. That one that's on the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But think about it. Then you'll get... Or the Reality Office. He did Big Brother.
The spin-offs.
You'll be in the jungle.
This
think about
good.
It.
This is good.
It's good for everyone. Hashtag moving with Mills. Are we really doing a countdown? Is that actually happening?
Yeah. Okay. It's a big day tomorrow. The countdown is on, people.
Yeah, can we not...
Hashtag Scott BF moving in day.
Can we not maybe talk about it as much tomorrow? Like, we're doing it a lot now. I'm kind of fine if we leave it tomorrow.
23 hours to go. Scott Mills.
I quite like this suggestion for a name of the reality show that's going to be you and your boyfriend moving in. How about Mills House? I guess it's just a play on Millhouse, really. It's not that clever, is it?
No. Thanks for all your suggestions. We're getting a lot. I'm just obsessed that you're now Jonathan Jermaine.
Yeah. Look, as you said, there's benefits to this whole thing for everyone involved. And it could be awesome, little cameos. And I want it to be like there's actuality. Like we see bits of you opening cupboards and things like that and little arguments. Yeah. And then it cuts away to you there going, I just don't think he respects me enough.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
And like the cliffhanger at the end would be like, why didn't you tell me we're low on gravy? Next time on Mills House or whatever it is.
Yeah,
yeah, I like
it. Oh, it's so good.
Really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott here with my friend Food God.
Jonathan Cheban. Yeah, I typed that in. Unbelievable, isn't it? When you put on a search engine, Food God, up he pops.
Yeah, first thing.
I mean, that's mad that he's managed to do that.
That's his name. Emma Barnett, hello, if you're listening. Incredible broadcaster. I love your work on BBC Radio 5 Live.
She's the best.
She's
awesome.
And Emma does sometimes listen to this show. So loads of people were tweeting her about something she said earlier, saying, that's one for India Nabingo. And she replied, yes, indeed, that did just happen.
But we get a lot of these messages from people saying, when's Innuendo Bingo next happening? It's like the most popular thing that we do, but it relies on everyone sending in innuendos to the show.
So don't think we've forgotten about it, because we want to do a new run of Innuendo Bingo soon with some new celebs. So if you see anything on the TV or hear anything on the radio or in a podcast or anything, we're like, yeah, that's good for Innuendo Bingo. That sounds a bit rude. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what channel and a rough time it was on and what they said, and we will find it. So this from Emma Barnett's show on 5 Live earlier. A few of you did suggest it as well on email.
Oh, what a... your poor dog, then.
I know, poor thing.
I mean, this next sentence that I'm about to say, having to eat your dirty ring.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Emma.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Before we do this next bit, I want to give a massive shout out to Scott Bryan on Twitter, who sort of created this thing that we're going to talk about. But it's something that me and you often discuss and we haven't done on radio yet, and he's done such a good job of pulling all the clips together that you're about to hear.
He's awesome online, actually.
Very, very funny. It involves, well, everyone knows this show, Countdown, right? Legendary show.
Yeah.
And what we all love about it, obviously, is when you play along at home, you naturally spot the rude words that are on Countdown or the slightly naughtier words. But what's amazing is when someone says them on the show, and they're legitimate words, you know, it's all in the dictionary and that. But when people say these words, it makes it so awkward, because it's such a kind of... It is a funny show, but it's a very clever show, isn't it? And the atmosphere is a bit odd when someone says something ever so slightly rude. It's a bit like hearing your nan say it.
Yeah. And this is basic as, but we are.
Yes.
So we find this incredibly funny, especially when they spell them out.
Thank you, Julie. N.
And a vowel.
U.
And a consonant.
D.
And a vowel.
E.
Yeah. See, we love Rachel Riley as well. She's been on the show a few times. She's one of the pioneers of Innuendo Bingo as well.
Yeah.
She's been on it so many times. And it's awkward for her because obviously these things are getting spelt out and then she has to stand by the word. Which is always a funny look, isn't it?
Another one.
And a vowel?
E.
A consonant?
M.
Vowel?
I.
Consonant?
S.
I mean, semis is funny.
But how does it happen in the sense that you see these words starting to emerge? And what are the chances that that combination of letters turns out to be that word? One more.
G.
And a vowel?
I.
Consonant?
T.
Now, where it gets good is the countdown conundrum. Now, with the countdown conundrum, obviously, you've got to just suggest the word with the most amount of letters that you can.
Yeah.
But it forces you to maybe choose words that you'd rather not.
Today's countdown conundrum.
Fannies.
Also fannies.
Two fannies here.
Okay. All fine. This is Countdown, of course. Very popular TV show.
Perverts.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
And look how Nick Hewer, who obviously presents the show, has to deal with this next Countdown conundrum suggestion.
Jeff.
Peeing.
Now then, Raj.
Vomits.
Peeing 1 minute, vomits the next. What have we got over there?
We've got a...
Horniest.
Sir,
Julie.
Horniest.
Let's all clap horniest. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get to funny business, cos Tuesday already.
Okay, so we all know how this works. We both connect each other to a funny business. A business with, like, I don't know, they're normally quite innocent names, but they're funny to the rest of us, and we're that immature. And I like to think everyone listening to this is immature enough to see why these are funny. We take it in turns. The only rule is you can't laugh.
Okay, so me first. Okay, so you got the number there?
Yeah. Okay, just remember, no laughing.
Okay.
Just a business with a funny name.
Okay, then I've got one for you. Obviously, we don't know what the business is going to be called. That's the fun of it.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, can I help you?
Where
Sorry, there's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and... answer this.
All right.
A parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous. You want me to sign for it? Okay. That's lovely, thank you. Oh, they're so quick these days, aren't they? Anyway, how can I help you?
I was just wondering what company I've called here, please.
Oh, this is the Fanny Fudge Guest House in Weymouth. Have you got a wrong number?
Well, I saw your listing online, and whereabouts are you based again?
Weymouth.
In Weymouth, yeah. There's some mad music happening behind you, isn't there?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Oh, that's my neighbour, Amy Hopwood. I'll just turn her off.
What, is she playing live in the Fanny Fudge?
No, I just had her CD on.
What's your name, please?
My name's Miranda.
Miranda, you sound like an absolute hoot.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, I would definitely...
Are you thinking of booking then?
Yeah, I think I might head down your way soon just so I can meet you.
Oh, how sweet of you.
And what does Fanny Fudge do? Is it a hotel or B&B or...?
Well, I call it a guest house.
Guest house.
Because I live here as well, and so you're in my house, but you're my guest. So it seems more appropriate.
Perfect. Okay, well, next time in the Weymouth area, I'll be sure to let you up because you sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, good. And do you like a full English?
Oh, I love a full English.
Okay. So, yeah, we do a good one here.
Right, excellent. Right, yeah, I mean, I think I did phone this number by mistake, but I'm glad I got through to you.
Oh, well, I do hope you come and stay.
Okay, thanks, Miranda.
Okay, bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. What the?
Oh, mate.
What just happened?
The whole thing was very weird.
That was mad.
It was very weird, wasn't it?
Just... Oh, I've got a parcel. Oh, they're so quick these days. Fanny Fudge, guest house. Good one. I really enjoyed that. Okay, now you.
I love this sometimes. It just gives a little window into someone else's life, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really... Oh, that's made my day.
Hello?
Hello,
Nigel Salmon speaking. Who's that?
Oh, hi, Nigel. My name's Chris. Can I just check? Have I got through to the right number? What business is this?
This is Broken Wind Woodwind Instrument Repair.
Broken Wind, Woodwind, Instrument Repair.
That's right, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you ever get people, just out of interest, do you get people calling the wrong number where they, I don't know, maybe have an issue, and then they call that number thinking you might solve it?
Yes, yes, I have people ringing me all the time with issues with clarinets and other woodwind instruments who want me to solve them. Yeah.
There's a slight hum on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an instrument or is that just the phone?
No, that's probably just the phone.
Yeah. Broken Wind.
Yeah.
Where are you based? Sorry.
I'm based in Hedge End in Southampton.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just on a call a minute ago and it's really thrown me. And Hedge End, Southampton. And the instruments, are they just... It's just wood that you're dealing with there?
No, it's... some of them are made of metal. It's flutes, oboes, clarinets, bassoons and saxophones. So that's woodwind. Basically, they all work with a reed or blowing through a hole like a flute.
I'm so sorry, that wasn't me, honestly. The bassoon, talk to me about that. I've always wondered what a bassoon actually is. I hear of it, but I couldn't pick it out of a lineup.
Okay, bassoon is about 8 feet long. It's folded in half, so basically the instrument you're playing is about 4 feet long. Yeah, somebody's breaking wind by the sound of it.
No, that's... Don't worry. So the bassoon is folded in half and it's a reeded instrument.
Yeah, it's a double reed.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you. If I ever have any issues with my woodwind instruments, I'll be sure to give you a call.
Oh, please do, yes.
Thank you very much.
See you around the workshop. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I'm sorry, the funny fudge. The funny fudge call from before really set me up badly.
It really did for that.
My head wasn't in the game.
I don't think he was that keen on you.
No.
Sorry about that, by the way. How old am I?
Oh, yeah, less than the sound effect. How do I explain that? The Scott Mills Daily. That lady we just spoke to on Funny Business should be a national treasure. Amazing.
100%. So good. But that was probably my favourite one to date.
Yeah, I agree. But it really threw me. Then when I had to do Funny Business, because I hadn't really got over it.
I need to apologise about the sound effects. That was pretty harsh on you.
Well, what can I say? Because obviously it's just a call to them, isn't it? So how do I explain it? I'm so sorry. That wasn't me, honestly.
Yeah, because I forget that it's just a phone call and I have just thrown you under
exactly.
a bus
it's
there.
It's indefensible.
It's about 4 feet long. Yeah, somebody's breaking wind by the sound of it.
No, that's...
He's not keen on that. Have you got any funny businesses for me? Maybe you've driven past and been like, what? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hey, Scott, not long till your boyfriend moves in now.
Okay, are we going to do this every hour or...?
Boyfriend moving in day.
22 hours to go.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Bangers, first time.
Yes, very excited.
We've got a zookeeper on the line, Chris.
Whoa, cool job. You must love
it. Fun. I love it. It's absolutely amazing.
What have you looked after today?
Monkeys.
Oh, cool.
What are the most fun animals to look after?
Definitely monkeys, spider monkeys. They're hilarious. They jump everywhere.
Yeah, they don't sit still, do they, really?
Yeah, they go nuts, literally, especially if you've got food.
So how did you get into that?
I went to college, the university, and it's got different experiences everywhere, really.
I love jobs like this because I think you've got to have a real passion for what you're working in as well. So you must love every day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in weather like this, it doesn't really matter. You just get muddy with the animals.
Yeah. Do you find it relaxing?
Yes, very. It's quite... therapeutic, really.
Yeah, I think I would love it, being, like, out in the zoo all day.
Yeah, but you've got to be really good and really confident with animals, obviously, which I'm not.
Oh, I'm really not.
People just have this amazing way with whatever animals, so, like, non-suspicious of them, whereas I'm the other way with it, really. I don't know, like, being honest...
You don't trust them?
Well, no, it's just I see other people that will go up to, like, any dog, and I've got to kind of have, an understanding first. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're definitely not going to attack me sort of situation.
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking worst-case scenario.
Yeah, well, maybe that's just us.
Do you remember when we appeared on Countryfile that time?
Oh, yeah.
We had to walk two alpacas down a street, and I was terrified.
It was nervy.
Yeah, it was nervy. I couldn't do
what... I used to work with llamas and alpacas.
I couldn't do what you do, Victoria. Okay.
No.
Here is what I've got for you on Bangers today. See if you fancy this.
Oh, okay.
Mark Ronson. Stop me, Daniel Merriweather?
Yep, that's right.
Stop Me.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yes.
This was from that epic EP. Do you remember it? Where it was all this, it was this sort of sound,
yeah.
You know, big band kind of.
Yeah.
It's quality. Yeah, that's a good shout. Okay, Victoria, you can have that. Or I'm hoping you and all the animals at the zoo will love this one.
Oh, these are both good.
This
oh,
is
so good.
Ja Rule, Living It Up.
Oh, they're really hard.
Yeah, they're both really good. Very strong. Okay, Victoria, it's over to you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with Chris.
Okay.
And then I'm
going
to have to sit with Chris.
Yes,
okay. Victoria. I hope the monkeys enjoy it. I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Unexpected Fluids is back, and we promise to bring you more of this.
I spread myself far and wide.
A little sprinkle of this.
A big slice of this.
It just keeps coming and coming.
Just give it to us.
And lots of this.
Wow.
I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We lift the lid on your sexual misadventures, bedroom acrobatics, warts and all.
We chat about all the stuff you want to talk about with your mates, but are far too embarrassed to.
It's not for the faint-hearted. Unexpected Fluids.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Do a roll. Do I do? Low key.
Ja Rule off of Fyre Festival and Living It Up on BBC Radio 1.
It sort of died down, all of that stuff, hasn't it?
Well, if you watch that documentary, you know what I'm talking about, you know, with the water situation there. Lol that we actually had that guy on.
Andy,
yes, Andy from Fyre Festival. We had him on the Lolathon. Ja Rule disappears halfway through the thing.
He's very proud of what Fyre Festival is at the start.
Yeah, but then he just disappears. I'm like, well, what happened to him? Where is he?
Mm.
Anyway, good tune. Ja Rule, Living It Up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Jess in Bristol. You see, the banana wins every time. She says, I thought I'd update you. I got offered a job last Friday after doing what you said and devouring a banana pre-interview. On the same day, my boyfriend passed his driving test. Obs, this was thanks to the banana smoothie that I made him
yes.
before he went in. You see?
Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott, good news. Not long till the boyfriend moves in.
21 hours to go.
Right.
Wow.
Cool.
21 hours, man.
Exciting times.
Very exciting times.
Okay, coming up, I've got Heady One and Elderbrook with Rudimental. He keeps adding to the shopping list.
Yeah, because you've got this shared account set up now.
I don't know why custard creams keeps appearing. Because I keep deleting it, and he keeps putting it back in.
Yeah.
Who likes them?
It's going to be fascinating. If we do go down this reality show route with you two, you know, filming you at home and such, a bit like the Kardashians, that kind of thing. Or one of those reality shows, you know, with couples.
Yeah.
Katie Price, that sort of thing.
Sure.
It could be wonderful, yeah. And these are the kind of arguments that will happen.
Yeah.
I need everyone's help on something. And I think... Well, I'd like to think other couples can relate to this. It sort of happens a few months or years into a relationship, and it's the disagreement you have about who chased who at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my memory remembers all of that time very differently to hers.
Okay, so when did this conversation happen?
Well, it happens quite a lot. I'm always told that I'm the one that chased, and it's made out to me that Rhea was never interested in me at the start. Is that how you remember it? Because she's making out quite often that, if anything, it was just my constant chasing, and eventually she was like, oh, go on then. But I don't agree with that.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
That is how I remember it.
You see, that's not how I remember it.
What
and
do you remember?
She makes it sound like something off planet Earth. As in, I was like one of these animals sort of chasing. I don't remember it like that at all.
Then suddenly, there are three.
No, hang on, there was never three.
No, I'm just giving you an example of... This is what it's like.
What animal is this?
This is an ostrich being chased by three leopards.
The female is slower to realise the danger, and the cheetahs switch targets.
I wasn't cheating.
I know. But you get the idea. It's this kind of music.
Well, no, because there wasn't
this is
me
you.
And two others.
This is you galloping after her. That's you.
I'm not sure this is right.
Or maybe it's more. Oh, little run.
I guess what I want to know is anyone else the same as me in getting told that they were the ones that chased at the start and it seems a little bit unfair? Or are you in a relationship where you sort of...
That's you.
Are you in a relationship where you're both convinced that the other one was the chaser? Because one of you were and one of us was, but I'm almost certain it wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah, see, I do agree with her on this.
Were you the chaser?
100%. And it was the same thing. It's like, oh, go on then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is, you've worked out why this really annoys you.
And I'd like to say thank you to Steph on Twitter, who's made me realise it. Steph wrote, howling, Chris Starr at Scott Mills. I was definitely the same. I was chased 100% and wasn't interested in the beginning at all. But guys don't want their pride dented, so will never admit the truth. Right, that's what annoys me. You can't say... that there was
no
interest at the beginning.
No.
I think that's what winds me up. Because there's got to be, even if it was like
a little bit.
The tiniest bit of interest, you must have been slightly interested at the start. We're married.
It is true.
You can't just say you really weren't bothered at all.
That's what's getting you. So many people on about this. We've got Rob, who once dated Anne Hegarty and can confirm she was definitely the chaser.
Very good. Yeah. I've had an idea, though, perhaps, because we're getting quite a lot of messages about this. If you are in a couple where both of you are convinced that you are the one that chased, or you're not sure really who kissed who first, maybe we can settle this for you.
Yeah, we'll sort it out. Let us know, 81119, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's catch up with Johannes, our fresher of the week. Hi
Scott, how you doing?
Really good. You sound so much better than yesterday.
You know what, I had a full night of sleep, bit of TLC to myself.
I hear you, full night's sleep, it works wonders, doesn't it?
It sure has.
Are
it
you
sure has.
Enjoying being the biggest name on campus right now? Fresher of the week.
Can't say I'm not. Yeah, it's good, it's all good.
And have you been going around going, I'm fresher of the week?
Spread it. I mean only to my people in halls, because I don't know, the lecture rooms just aren't really that environment where you want to do that. It's all quite serious.
Yeah.
Noticed something about you yesterday, Johannes. I think you're a born leader. And with what you're saying now, I'm inclined to agree with what I thought yesterday. You use the term we quite a lot. The way you talk about all other freshers, it's like you're grouping them in with you.
Yeah.
It's one big happy family though, isn't it?
So what have you been doing this morning?
I had a rugby training at 8 in the morning and it was pouring down. Right. Very grim. Very grim.
You're classic Loughborough, you are.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to
we'll
fit
see.
Right in. Did you turn up, right, be honest, did you turn up at Loughborough on Thursday thinking, I'm a pretty good-looking guy, actually, I'm pretty fit, and then everyone around you is completely jacked and you don't feel that fit anymore?
Absolutely. I bought a membership to the gym, but I am so intimidated to go in. Like... You know, they show you all these videos, like, we've got the best gym in the country. I'm like, I don't really want to go in there now, because you just know that there'll be some Olympian putting you to shame.
Yeah. Because obviously Loughborough's a sports uni, so yeah, naturally everyone's really, really fit. I did this, though. I got gym membership at uni, and then I went once, and then I went once, what?
As if you did.
Why?
Well, no, I'm sure you signed up, as if you ever went.
Harsh.
I went, thank you. I went once to the gym for the induction. I then went for a swim on the second day.
Yeah.
And then I never went again.
Right. But also, that's your life also now.
Oh, don't know. Don't go down this route, because I have been one of those that have sort of not gone to the gym for quite a while.
No, well, you did the induction and you did go a fair bit. And then, but now you're ignoring that guy's call.
It's tailed off. Yeah. Now it's awkward. That's the problem.
What's the plan tonight, Johannes?
You know what? I've got my timetable here. We're going out tonight. Oh, yeah, it's Baywatch theme. And it's been absolutely... Uh-oh. It's been absolutely tipping it down. So, I mean, it's the right weather for it. You could probably swim in the streets around here. But, I don't really know if I'm fully committing to it. Like, do you just go shorts and that's it? Or I don't really have the whole outfit.
Are you the kind of guy that would feel confident just wearing shorts?
I don't know. Yeah, I'd say so. You're only it's Freshers Week. Everyone's in the same boat, you know.
Right. And you're classic Loughborough.
I think. It depends what you want to do on this front. I always think fancy dress is a bit inconvenient, to be honest with you. Mm. However fun it is, just minimal effort.
It's a pair of red shorts, you know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Really sensing the BFE from you today, Johannes.
Big, fresher energy.
Yeah.
Yes. It's because I have more energy, I think.
Yeah.
Well, look, have a brilliant night. Hope it plays out well. And let us know how it goes tomorrow.
I will do. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Nice one. Any lectures today? Right.
Yeah, at 5. 5 till 6.
What's that about?
Killer.
Yeah.
I know. I asked myself the same question.
Why is that a killer? It's 5 p.m.
That one lecture at 5 p.m.
Why is that bad?
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Get this podcast every day on BBC Sounds.